Under hypnosis, some people can actually manifest a blister when an ice cube is put on their arm or hand when told it is something very hot. The mind can be very powerful, especially in a person who is highly suggestive or mentally ill. Francine says that these accounts of Jesus casting out demons are greatly exaggerated. She says there were several epileptics whom Christ pulled out of seizure by keeping them calm, and one or two schizophrenics whom he gave herbs to that seemed to help. But most of these demons were simply the Judaic belief of evil spirits causing illness of some kind, which the writers of the Bible exaggerated to be actual evil entities. Francine goes on to say that Christ did most of his healing by the laying on of hands and by prayer and meditation. He went into an altered state of consciousness to become a tube or vessel for healing energy from God. He had learned how to alter his consciousness to a deep meditative state in India, as it was one of their primary healing techniques. In any case, Francine says his healings had a dynamic impact on the uneducated masses, and word of his healing abilities spread like wildfire. Most scientists and scholars also question the veracity of exorcisms, saying there is no scientific proof whatsoever for demonic possession. Most of the evidence in this area, they say, points to psychological disturbances and mental illness. While most scientists and scholars say demonic possession does not exist, the early church used the fear and superstitious beliefs of the masses in demonic possession to advance their dogma of a devil and hell. Many Christian churches today still have experts who handle exorcisms, especially the Catholic Church. In Mark 1:23-28 and Luke 4:33-36, we have the story of a man in the synagogue who was supposedly possessed by an unclean spirit in Mark, or devil in Luke. He tells Jesus that he knows that Jesus is the Holy One from God. Jesus then tells the spirit or devil to go out of the man, and then it leaves the man without harming him. In Mark, we have the witnessing people amazed, and in Luke, we have them afraid, for they wonder how Jesus was able to command an evil spirit or devil to do his bidding. We then have Jesus curing Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. Matthew 8:14-15, Mark 1:29-31, Luke 4:38-39. And again throwing out devils or unclean spirits from many who came to him for healing. In many of these Gospels at this time in his life, it seems that every other paragraph has Christ doing some miracle or another. It would be consistent for the early writers or editors of these Gospels to try and portray Jesus as the Messiah and to try to have him do as many miracles as possible to document his authenticity as the Jewish Savior put forth in their many prophecies. Although he was not accepted as the Savior for the Judaic people, he did become, through Christianity, the Savior and Messiah of Christians worldwide. Jesus heals a leper for the first time, Matthew 8:1-4, Mark 1:40-45, Luke 5:12-14, and tells him not to tell anyone of his healing, but to go to the priests and make offerings per the law of Moses. This incident clearly shows that Jesus is trying to uphold Jewish tradition and law. It also shows the humbleness of Christ in his asking the healed leper not to tell anyone. Francine says that Jesus was always humble because he knew that God was the one giving him any power that he used and was always able to keep his ego in check. Francine also says that as his fame grew, it became harder for him to get any solitude to pray and commune with God.